USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Ukrainian President Zelensky will be in Washington, D.C. tomorrow. He'll meet with President Biden at the White House, lawmakers in Capitol Hill, and military leaders at the Pentagon. The visit comes as Congress is currently weighing Biden's request to approve more than $20 billion in additional aid for Ukraine in its war against Russia. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer trying to go around Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville's block on military promotions. Lisa Taylor has more.
Schumer today moved to tee up votes on three key promotions, including for the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The Senate will hold one-off votes on top military brass, which are usually done together. This comes as Tuberville has held up more than 300 promotions in protest to the Pentagon's abortion policy. The current policy allows for service members to be reimbursed if they travel out of state for an abortion.
The United Auto Workers strike against the big three U.S. automakers is now in its sixth day. Nearly 13,000 auto workers remain on strike at three plants in Ohio, Michigan, and Missouri, and that number could rise in the next couple days. UAW President Sean Fain announced more workers will join the picket line on Friday if a fair deal isn't brought to the table. The government is giving out free COVID tests again.
Starting next week, Americans will have the opportunity to once again request complimentary COVID-19 home tests. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced on Wednesday that the government is reinitiating the program to offer the free tests. Beginning September 25th, households can place an order for up to four tests through covidtests.gov. I'm John Schaefer.
Witnesses say the man who died in the stands of Sunday night's New England Patriots game in Foxborough was punched twice in the head. The witnesses report that a man in a Miami Dolphins jersey struck 53-year-old Dale Mooney, who collapsed and did not move after hitting the ground. This is USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the Leading Bargain liquid detergent.
Two hearings are expected to be held on Friday in the Brian Koberger case. He's the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students last year. The defense will argue the indictment was based on biased grand jury. A second hearing will be a motion to dismiss the indictment based on grounds there was an error in grand jury instructions. After a series of 10 consecutive rate hikes from March 2022 to May 2023, the Federal Reserve is now temporarily halting further increases. Despite the pause, the central bank has indicated that it anticipates one more rate hike before the year concludes.
We're prepared to raise rates further if appropriate, and we intend to hold policy at a restrictive level until we're confident that inflation is moving down sustainably toward our objective.
Federal Chair Jerome Powell says these hikes were aimed at addressing inflation. Reports say Arizona Republican Carrie Lake plans to launch a Senate campaign as early as next month. The former TV journalist is reporting aiming to win the seat currently held by independent Senator Kristen Sinema next year. Lake is a strong supporter of former President Trump. And the pile of money just keeps getting larger. The Powerball jackpot is up for grabs tonight. The jackpot for tonight's drawing, $672 million. The cash value on that works out to just over $320 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day.
And dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.